I got a show for you guys lined up today. If you wanted to talk about the occult revelation of the method, today is going to be a great example of how science and alchemy join forces to open up gateways while simultaneously we see occult rituals being conducted to illuminate confirmed Kim Kardashian. Join along as we break down occult symbolism and pop culture with your boy, Isaac Weishaupt, today on the first ever live stream show. Now, typically I'd run the intro music. I don't know how to do that. I can barely figure out how to get my video up on your feeds right now, but you know, rest assured, we're going to figure this out. This is going to be a clunky first time, because as I tell you, I'm a one-man army, and I don't know how to run these things. So, I've got the StreamYard funneling it over to my Twitter account and my YouTube, and I can see the comments on the side here. So, what I plan on doing is periodically looking over to the comment section, answering some questions as they come up, okay? Now, if you're listening to this after the fact, I'll have edited out the first, 5 minutes I'm staring at the screen trying to figure out how to make this work. And but it looks like you guys can see me now, so thank you so much. So today, we're going to talk about the alchemy of CERN, and we're going to talk about Kim Kardashian getting robbed in the bathtub. Well, there's more developments, if you could believe that, 9 years later. First, I'm taking you down that old grifter alley. We're going to do a little show updates because I got some fun updates in store. First off, let me throw this at you here. On my Gumroad store, that's right, like bubble gum, I've got this link here where you can pay me what you want for these free feed loser shirts. I got to make room for some other shirts. So, and the minimum is $1.99 because Gumroad takes a fee. So if you pay $1.99, you're not paying me anything. You're taking it for free, basically. So pay me what you want. What's it worth you? It's ultra soft. You're going to love it. So that's one of the things going on. Another, I did Tinfoil Hat this week. I believe it was my 17th appearance on there. All right. So check that out. Tinfoil Hat. We talked about Dark Enlightenment, but we always do it with a fun perspective there on Tinfoil Hat with Sam and the boys. XG wasn't there that time, but that's all right. You know? We had Johnny and Sam holding it down. And if you're watching, you might see a flicker on my video screen. Well, this came up during Tinfoil Hat, and I need a new camera, I guess. I don't know. I tried changing the cable out to no avail. So if you want to support the show, you want to buy me a new camera, buy yourself one of those free feed loser shirts and throw a couple bucks my way, and we're going to buy a new camera. Now, a couple more things. And there's a couple more shows I made appearances on recently. They're recorded. We'll see what happens when they release. I don't want to say anything in case they end up holding on to it for a minute. Because sometimes there was a really big show I did once, and we recorded, and it took months. And I messaged the very famous person. I said, "Hey, like, are you still gonna post it? Because I thought that was a really cool show." And he was like, "Yeah, dude. Like, this is evergreen content. I'm gonna fit it in where I fit it in." So. Behind the scenes in showbiz, some of these people, they hold on to the shows for, you know, because they got their busy schedules, right? And they're doing stuff, so they hold them for a few months. So I don't want to say nothing, but a couple shows. Then let's talk about what's in the works for occult symbolism and pop culture. I have got a few shows we're going to dive into. I've got a show about portals, the idea of portals and the concept of stargates and things. I'm like, I don't know, 70% done with that. So look for that in the month of June, maybe July. Depends on if I start nerding out in some of my books. I'm going to do a show on James Shelby Downard's King Kill 33, a pivotal foundational document in the world of, you know what? I don't know. I'm on YouTube, so I got to watch what I say. Okay. I can't say the C word, but you all know what I'm saying. CONSPI, fill in the rest. You got it. Because this is my third YouTube channel. I'm trying not to get torched here, folks. So we're going to be real careful with the language I do on the live streams. Then I'm going to do a MK Ultra deep dive. I just finished the book Poisoner in Chief. Mega book talking about Sidney Gottlieb and the history of MK Ultra. Fascinating stuff. I'm going to run you through the whole history of it. I'm trying to figure out how I want that to work. That's probably going to be a July show. Just depends, you know. Sometimes what happens is I get inspired by pop culture or news events, and I end up nerding out. So it just depends, right? Then let's talk about visions of this podcast for the future. I am planning on adding some work to this show, and that's going to come in a variety of forms. One, I am going to devote more time to Substack, writing articles, because as you know, when I started this journey, it was the golden age of blogging, as they say, on IlluminatiWatcher.com. Started out blogging, then writing books, and that was my goal. As you know, I didn't show my face for many years. Well, I'm going to go back. I'm going to, because then I got shadow banned and sued and all kinds of stuff. So we're going to start beefing up that Substack. Don't know what that looks like yet, but I'm going to devote more time to it. While I'm also simultaneously writing, I had a book about Twin Peaks that I started. I might backburner that because I've got some other ideas of what I want it to do. How do I get these comments? So I got a comment locked in on my screen here. Okay, there we go. All right. sorry, was it David? What was that comment on there? Sorry, David. Anyways, I'm gonna try to do more writing, basically. Then I'm also working on making those videos better, right? I do a video version of the show. If you want to support the show and go ad-free, tier two on Patreon or VIP section, you get the video ad-free, early access, the works. Now, the video version of the show, always this confusing thing for me. What I think I'm going to do is end up uploading it a little late, like a week late, maybe a few days late on the YouTube, Rumble, Spotify. Because if you listen to me on Spotify, they've given me the option to put videos on there, and I'm going to do it, okay? But the way it's going to work is you're going to get the free feed audio for, a few days, a week maybe. Then I'm going to upload the video, right? Just because I got to make it a little painful for my free feed losers. I got to torture them a little bit, you know? A little stick to get them over to the supporter feeds. So we're going to get more videos, and they're going to be better. I'm going to put more images on them like I did the last few, all right? Then I'm going to also start doing more live shows. I don't know when. I mean, as you can see, this went a little clunky right off the bat. I'm thinking maybe once a month. I don't really know. I'm going to try to get a schedule figured out of what works best. But we're going to do a couple live shows because I want to read your comments, and I want to sort of connect with you guys a little bit better. Then, but wait, there's more. On the Patreon, on the patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher, you're getting all your goodies, right? But you're also going to get a poll of sorts. I'm going to let you choose shows every now and then for no asked random reason. I'm going to, like, for instance, I'm going to put a poll up, I don't know, probably this week, of a movie analysis that you want me to do, and I'm going to give you the choice. Right now, the choices I have listed is Under the Silver Lake, Fight Club, and The Shining. And you're going to tell me which film analysis you want me to do as a bonus show for the supporter feeds, and I'm going to do it, all right? That's just a few things I got going on. And then, but wait, there's more. I'm also working on a collaboration with my man Jordan out of Wind & Sea Coffee. We're going to collaborate and make a specific mushroom-infused coffee for the audience, all right? You guys are going to love it. It's going to be great. So I got more coming down in the next couple months. Stay tuned, stay subscribed, email list, the works, whatever, social media. And, of course, the shirts, right? I got the shirts on the Gumroad. You can pick up some signed books while you're there, whatever, okay? And if you sign up for the supporter feeds like Patreon or VIP section, you get that 10% off discount code at the Gumroad. My goodness. My goodness. Okay, that's all my grifting I got for the day. Now, let's get into Kim Kardashian. Wait a minute. Let's talk about Kim Kardashian. As you know, back in 2016, I believe it was, she got robbed in Paris. Do you remember this? She got robbed, and there was, I think, five men. They stole $10 million worth of jewelry, including a $4 million engagement ring that Kanye West gave her, the artist formerly known as Kanye West. Well, they're going to trial now. Can you believe that? 9 years later. But she's had quite the strange year. Yes, indeed. You've got her ex-husband, Kanye, telling us he's a Yahtzee, right? We love the code words here. We're like a bunch of children because our YouTube big brother makes sure we don't say words because words are dangerous. So he's now a Yahtzee. And she's had all sorts of high controversy, right? She was posing with Elon Musk's sex robots. She got booed at Tom Brady's celebrity roast. And then she did a video with her rendition of Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby. Remember that? Right around Christmas. What's up, Skinny Fresh? Damn good coffee. Damn good. And I like how Not Joe King Toomey says that was a great grift. I real recognize real. Appreciate that. I be grifting. You know, you got to pay the bills. You see my camera flickering. You say, you know, my boy's got to take me down Grifter Alley, and I'm gonna hold his hand, and we're going down it. So the whole deal with the Santa Babies video, I did a Substack on it, IlluminatiWatcher.substack.com. Go subscribe. It's free. Not for long, though. No, I'm just kidding. It's free for now. But the Substack, we talked about how this whole Santa Baby song is about a woman who wants all these lavish gifts. But what she really wants, what she really needs, what she really wants is that pipe down from Santa Claus. It's what the song's about. I didn't come up with it. Lots of controversy, though, right? Lots of controversy on this one. This is back in the 50s. All right. Less apropos than it is today, even. So Kim Kardashian was like, hey, let's run that back. And she did. And in the Substack, I talked about the symbolism of the video, which is directed by an artist who has 33 altars, like MK Ultra blissed out. And there's all these like weird blasphemous-esque Christian sort of iconographies and such. Very strange. But Eartha Kitt she had a fascinating story. She was Catwoman in the Batman show. Before that, she got her break in Hollywood through an Orson Welles movie where about Dr. Faustus from Faustian Bargain. And then she was an anti-war protester in the 60s and got LBJ's wife crying because how dare she talk about how we should be killing commies over there. So guess what happens then? LBJ and crew and the CIA started spying on her with a dossier and spreading gossip about her being this awful nymphomaniac. And guess what happens? Her work dries up and she disappears. That's how they do you. Anyway, so Kim Kardashian, she does the Santa Baby video right around Christmas. But back to the bathtub thing, or the robbery, I should say. If you recall, she got robbed in Paris at some fancy hotel, and they tried to tell us, like, oh, yeah, celebrities are here all the time. In fact, I think, you know, who was there with her? Tom Hanks? I don't know. Somebody else was there at the same time. And they tried to tell us that they have no video surveillance. They have no idea, which is all BS, of course. So they did capture the robbers. And the one named Eunice Abbas, who's 67 years old. These were some old timers doing this. He wrote a book about it back in 2021. It was called I Kidnapped Kim Kardashian. 3 K's, kind of weird. Kind of weird considering Kanye West and his recent dark enlightenment. But in the book, he said he didn't even know that it was Kim Kardashian that was the target. More importantly, he said this, and I quote, he said that the group were in the apartment for less than 10 minutes because Kardashian was cooperating. After entering the apartment and holding Kardashian at gunpoint, the group zip-tied her hands and ankles, dumped her in the bathtub, left with jewelry and 2 cell phones. Now recall, I was making a big scene about this when it happened in 2016. Because we talked a lot about the Illuminati bathtub. We talked about it in my book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. We talked about hip-hop, occult rituals, MK Ultra mind control, altars, all the things. And in Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, it was... we talked about Whitney Houston and Bobby Christina, okay? Now, that one's dusty. That one's been on the top of the shelf for a while. But you can get a signed copy at my Gumroad, okay? Now... In fact, we talked about Kanye West a bunch on that. But anyway, my point is that the bathtub, you guys love Grifter. I love that you love it. I love it too. You know, I grew up, remember back in the 90s, they would have those shows like Amazing Discoveries or whatever. And homeboy wear the he wear the glasses while they waxed the car and they had like a laser. And he was like, this wax protects your car from laser beams. I remember watching it as a kid. I was like, damn, I need that wax. I need it. So anyway, so back when this happened to Kim Kardashian, I said, hey, this is just like in my book. Whitney Houston, Bobby Christina, they throw them in the bathtub because this is an occult thing. In the Kabbalah, they call it a mikveh. It's a cleansing ritual. It's for the passage of the moon goddess, right? So whenever you see someone passing away in the bathtub, in fact, Brittany Murphy, she died in the bathroom, and people were like, well, was it in the bathtub? I don't know. But when they threw Kim Kardashian in the bathtub, I thought, well, that was weird, because when it first hit the news, I saw that somewhere, but it wasn't everywhere, okay? They don't go into detail. So when the robber wrote that in the book, I said, finally, Illumina confirm, right? And we talked about the cleansing ritual for the goddesses, and yes, Howard, it is a portal. Exactly. Now, and mercenary, I don't have a Grifter Alley t-shirt. That's a great idea. The shirt that I've got, that you can pay me whatever you want to pay me for it, from basically $1.99 to whatever, is on Gumroad right now. I'm trying to unload these free feed loser shirts, okay? You get the joke. I'm glad you do. A lot of people don't like the joke. Yeah, ShamWow, you get it. Exactly. ShamWow is one of those infomercials. So what was, and why I tied Kim Kardashian to the bathtub thing and the Illuminati ritual wasn't just like I was just some stupid stupid theorist guy and was like, oh, bathtub must be Illuminati. No, it's because right when this happened is when Kanye West started his downward spiral. Skinny Fresh, what? Hey, bro, come on, man. We're friends, brother, man. You're too kind. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. I got your message earlier. I just was busy setting up for this, which, as you see, was a massive failure. I started 5 minutes late. Shame on me. Bad host. But thank you, Skinny. Appreciate you. Now, the reason that Kim Kardashian was a thing was because Kanye West spiraled immediately after. He was ranting on the stage at his St. Pablo tour, I believe it was. He started his spiral then. I mean, he had some spirally moments and rants before that, but this is when things really started going off the rails for Kanye West, all right? And my theory, which I believe stands, is that what happened was more than just some robbers robbing for some jewelry. I think this was a threat, because Kanye West was speaking out against power way back in like 2012. He talked about how we're controlled by symbols back on Charlemagne and Sway. Remember when that meme, like, what's the meme saying about Sway? You don't have the answer, Sway, something like that. He was talking about stuff. I mean, granted, half of it seemed a little nutty, but some of it seemed legit. And I thought, he's kind of dangerous in that way, you know? So anyways, my point was, I think that this was a threat against his wife, that they were going to do the Illuminati goddess passage in the bathtub. And he was freaking out because he knows that these guys don't mess around. And then I was sort of proven right years later when he was talking about how people come up missing, you know? He was talking about the blood sacrifice stuff. So I think it all holds out. So anyway, Eunice, the guy who wrote the book, said that, look, they robbed her. They didn't know it was Kim Kardashian. I don't believe that. And they stole her phones and jewelry. Well, the phone rang when they were on the run, if you remember. Strange enough, it was a call from Tracy Chapman, who he did know somehow. The lady who sang the song about the cars, you know what I mean? What are you talking about? The cars. What's the song? Fast Car. You Got a Fast Car, that just got popular again, right, recently, when the country guys did it. So anyway, Kim Kardashian is now in trial for this robbery, finally, 9 years later. So something odd, the trial's supposed to conclude on May 23rd. Now, this is the day of Discordia. It's a day in Discordianism, which, if you don't know what Discordianism is, check out my other podcast called Breaking Social Norms. Me and my wife, Josie, I broke down the basics of what Discordianism is, all right? But 523, May 23rd, is the Discordia day because it's 523. It's a play on the Discordian theory of the law of fives and the Discordia theory of the 23 enigma. Everything happens in fives. 23 shows up everywhere, right? Goes back through Robert Anton Wilson, William S. Burroughs. Fascinating subject, all right? Should I put a link in the show notes? I mean, you'd be a fool not to. I feel like I put the Discordia show on the occult symbolism feed, if I'm not mistaken. Did I? Maybe not. I'm gonna put a little note here. Put a link in the show notes for the people, for the listeners. Okay, link to the Discordia show will be in the show notes for the people not joining us live. So yeah, they're in trial, and I'm gonna read you from the Daily Mail. Okay. A key suspect in the sensational Kim Kardashian $10 million robbery has died suddenly, just as the case against him was finally to reach trial. I'm going to butcher this French name. Marcel Baumgartner, 72, was said to be the superfence, working with the gang that held the reality TV star at gunpoint in Paris in 2016 and recently had death threats from gangland sources. You see, it's all plugged together. The gang stuff, the mafia, the mob, the Illuminati, all the intel agencies, they're all connected. And that bolsters the theory that Kim K was threatened with the Illuminate confirm. Okay. I'm going to address these comments here in a minute. Let me get through. I'm almost done with this section. And then we'll get on to CERN and we're going to let you get back to your beautiful Sunday. So this guy, the 72-year-old guy, died. Now, granted, he's 72. I mean, when you're in your 70s, you know, things happen. But he was allegedly responsible for finding buyers for the American prize possessions, including the $4 million engagement ring that has never been recovered. Nicknamed Rough Nose, the French equivalent of Rough Diamond, Baumgartner was a leading figure in the Paris underworld with multiple convictions for handling stolen goods, forgery, and robbery. He was due to go on trial Monday alongside 10 others accused of a variety of charges linked to robbery and kidnap of Miss Kardashian by an organized gang. But Mail Online can reveal the career criminal died in Paris's 10th arrondissement on March 6th. The legal authorities were initially in the dark about his demise. An official communique issued on March 14th names him as the fourth key defendant due to appear. So they didn't even know he was dead. The French Justice Ministry operational note says his crimes were to the detriment of Miss Kim Kardashian, who will fly into Paris. Wait a minute. Hang on. I lost my spot here. I'm looking at, I was like, oh crap. Did I go over my stream limit? I did not. She feared she would die during the trial, shouting, "Don't kill me. I have babies." Right. Okay. Cause of death not released. Investigating source said it was unexpected. So my point is this. In the same way that the guy named Epstein didn't make it too long because he knew too much, that's what happened to this guy. That's what happened to this guy. They were like, oh, he's going to trial. We're going to make sure he doesn't talk too much. We're going to make sure he doesn't name names. And that's what happened. Did he die of natural causes? Mafia hit? Illuminate? Kanye West? I don't know. But I do know that the timing is impeccable that he wouldn't make it to this trial. And Kim Kardashian, of course, always Illuminate confirm. Okay, I'm going to the comments. Then we're going to talk about an alchemical process conducted by CERN, which takes us down paths of portals and Alice in Wonderland and the end of our world, basically. All right, and mercenary. Oh, you already have two free feed loser shirts. Love them. God bless you. Thank you. The theory holds water. No pun intended. Love that. Thank you. Madonna in the bathtub was weird. Yes, she's talking about the fried fish. Remember that? Remember she was bugging out in 2020. Now, the year before that, she was bugging out. She was at the Eurovision Awards. Her and Quavo did that song about the future. How not all of us are going to make it. Not all of us are going to last. Did she think that was some apocalyptic event? Maybe. What's up, Dan Bowell? Talked about revolution. We talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. I don't know if I understand that. Lady Gaga in a bathtub. Yes, for Bad Romance. Good catch, indeed. All right, Mind Hack. Get some rest. Dan Bowell votes for Fight Club and Rick Rubin breakdown. Yeah, that's interesting. I know Rick Rubin wrote that book. Yeah, Fight Club's a great movie. Under the Silver Lake, definitely a weird watch. Agreed. And like I said, I'm going to have everybody vote for it on the Patreon. That's where I'm going to post the poll. So, you know where to go. You know what to do. All right. Okay. And Mercenary. Diamond. Superman Diamond. Coccyx Bone. Tracy Twyman Research Connection. Anal birth. That's a mystery of a comment there, my friend. I don't really know what that means. Revelation of the Method, Cushioning the Blow, or Golden Rule. Okay, I agree. Okay, all right, on to our next and final subject, the Alchemy of CERN. Leave the comments. I'm going to hit the comments after this, and then we're going to wrap up. Okay, so, and then also, don't forget, look, I got these. Here we go. I'm a terrible grifter. Look at this. Look at this shirt. This is a small, okay? Look at this beautiful shirt. Where are we at? Free Feed Loser. I mean, aren't you proud? Wouldn't you be proud of that? I'd be so proud to wear this walking around. I've had people stop me and talk about shirts. I've had friends. They say, hey, I wore that shirt, and people stop to talk to me about the shirt. That could be you. Instant friends everywhere. In fact, I wear a Free Feed Loser shirt. Truth be told. Mostly because I got a stack of them that I haven't sold, because it turns out you guys didn't think it was that funny. Kind of like me going 55 episodes deep on Twin Peaks. Turns out you guys weren't that into it, okay? But that's all right, you know? We all have our things we love. It doesn't have to be for everyone. Sometimes it can just be for a good time. Cosmos Info. Hey, what's up, Cosmos? Double awesome. The scene of the composer Under the Silver Lake is my favorite scene in the history of cinema. Lucifer wrote all those songs. Well, it sounds like Cosmos. And check out my appearance on Cosmos. Is it Cosmos Info? Is that the name of the channel? We just chopped it up not too long ago. Yeah, I forgot to mention that one too. I've been booking up a ton of guests and tons of shows, and that's another thing about the Occult Symbolism podcast. We're gonna be getting more guests in. All right. I'm not playing with you hoes anymore. We're going hard in the paint, 2025. Okay, now, CERN and alchemy. CERN, always an Illuminate confirm. From the logo that shows us the 666 to weird doomsday dances about ritual sacrifices to having a statue of Shiva, the destroyer of the world, out front of their building. Always a suspect little outfit. Well, now they just got a little more sus because they pulled off the most great work that one could do, the alchemical turning of lead into gold, all right? Because on May 7th, they published a paper in the Physical Review Journal reporting that they did some experiments that successfully transmuted lead into gold in the Large Hadron Collider. And it gets deeper than that. I'm going to read you the sort of like nerd talk, but we're going to go deeper into this a little bit. Their website, from the CERN website, it says, transforming the base metal lead into the precious metal gold was a dream of medieval alchemists. This long-standing quest, known as chrysopoeia, which I'm probably mispronouncing, which I had to look at the word up, and I have a book called Real Alchemy, and it says that the Greeks called alchemy chemia. And it was actually a combination of the two words, chrysopoeia, which is what they say in the CERN article, mixed with agiropoeia, which means gold and silver making. And then in another book I have, it says that chrysopoeia actually means heart of gold, right? And I believe, like, just to freestyle a little bit, isn't the Charon zone, the guardian of the abyss, something about going into the heart or something like that? Anyway. So, the long-standing quest known as chrysopoeia may have been motivated by the observation that dull gray, relatively abundant lead is of a similar density to gold, which has long been coveted for its beautiful color and rarity. It was only much later that it became clear that lead and gold are distinct chemical elements and that chemical methods are powerless to transmute one into the other. Now, you're probably asking like me, you're like, how? How did CERN turn lead into gold? Well, I'm going to tell you how, and it's not going to make sense to you because it doesn't make sense to me. Or maybe you're way more intelligent than I am, which is probably true. The electromagnetic field emanating from a lead nucleus is particularly strong because the nucleus contains 82 protons, each carrying an elementary charge. To create gold, a nucleus containing 79 protons, 3 protons must be removed from the lead nucleus, and they do this in the Large Hadron Collider beams. All right. When the lead nuclei are accelerated to 99.99999% of the speed of light, they pancake and experience short-lived pulses of photons called electromagnetic dissociation that can alter the internal structure of the particles. And that's where, like in the core, you've got the protons, right? And it's saying it's like smooshing them, I guess. Thanks to the unique capabilities of the ALICE ZDCs, the present analysis is the first to systematically detect and analyze the signature of gold production at the LHC experimentally. What does any of this mean? They're physically turning lead into gold. They are doing transmutation, which is the goal of the alchemists. And it comes from the ideas of Thoth or Hermes, the alien god up in the skies, trying to teach mankind how to ascend and escape from this spiritual, this material prison to liberate their spirits to go up to the Pleroma where the real God is, okay? It's kind of anti-Christian, all right? Because it's Gnostic. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's not Christian. It's not a Christian. So, oh, and look at that. We're at 293 people in the viewing. I need 7 more to get to 300, and that would be a real nice number. The sort of autist brain of mine wants it to roll over to 700 or 300. Oh, yeah, 6 more. Let's go. Come on. Share the show. Like and comment. Hit the heart. I don't know. What do people do when they do this? I don't even know. This is my first live stream, and I don't even know how this works. But whatever you're doing is working. We're up to 297. I got 3 more to go, baby. Let's go. All right. I'm not going to look at that anymore. Physically turning lead into gold. That's what this was all about. All right. And this is more esoteric than just coming up with gold to get rich. Okay. A guy named Wolfgang Pauli was talking about the grand unified theory of science and the philosopher's stone, which is the culmination of the great work, basically. And the goal was to give humans total control over the forces of nature. So what they're talking about is not necessarily like, hey, we're going to get gold out of lead. It was more about the refining of the human spirit to perfection. And more importantly, it's about overcoming the forces of nature, which if you look at it through, I mean, it is Sunday. If you look at it through the Christian perspective, that is saying that you can figure out a way to understand the mind of God, hack it, and overcome. All right. Overcome the limitations of the material realm. Overcome God's rules. And that's exactly what's happening with the technological singularity. And if you haven't listened to what's up, Donut? Donut. If you haven't listened to my Dark Enlightenment series, you got to listen to it. Because that's what this is all about. That's what the technocrats, we just hit 300. Shout out. Whoever's mashing buttons, hitting likes, sharing, appreciate you. You're doing Lord's work here. But the Dark Enlightenment is what this is all about. It's about the techno elites taking us down this path, which leads to integrating the artificial intelligence into the human body, right? That's what they want. It's the alchemical goal. It's the philosopher's stone, right? Because they think that they can, and in fact, they talk about this a lot in the great Michael Hoffman book. In fact, Donut had to correct me. I was recording with Donut not too long ago. What was the book you pulled out by Michael Hoffman, Donut? You're in the chat. I think it was called Secret Societies and something. I've got it on my shelf. I just can't see it. It was part of my Twin Peaks analysis. We went deep into it because that was the whole idea. That's what I was trying to say was the idea behind Twin Peaks, and you see it in the credits, the opening credits. It's the idea of man overcoming nature. It's about man tearing down the forest and making the sawmill, which is making paper and all that, right? It has a lot to do with, like, that's the whole goal of the occultist and the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, right? And that's kind of what the alchemists were talking about when they say turn lead into gold. And in fact, if you go over to Transcendental Magic, the book by Eliphas Levy, that's where he drew the goat with the bobs. Yeah, Donna's got it right. Yeah, Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare. That's the name of the book by Michael Hoffman. It's a classic book. Any theorist Any theorist should have the book. And he was just on... what's up, Val? He was just on The Great Tinfoil Hat as well. So they've been banging out some bangers. They had Michael Hoffman, then they had Jay Dyer, Jamie Hanshaw, and then they had your boy. So they were crushing it. So Eliphas Levy described this as, he said, quote, "The great work is, above all things, the creation of man by himself. That is to say, the full and entire conquest of his faculties and his future. It is especially the perfect emancipation of his will, assuring full power over the universal magical agent. This agent, disguised by the ancient philosophers under the name of the first matter, as the prima materia, determines the forms of modifiable substance, and we can really arrive by means of it at a metallic transmutation in the universal medicine." So what they're talking about, this whole thing is esoteric. It's an occult initiation. The alchemist believes our minds and God's nature, all of these things are guided by evolution. And we and nature and animals and stuff are all continuously evolving towards perfection, creating new species, new environments, and so on. And the idea of alchemy, and when these occultists say they're doing the great work in Freemasonry and so on, it's about finding ways to speed up and assist this evolution towards perfection, towards escaping God's prison planet. That's what this is about. They make humans viewed at as the thing that we can evolve the most, okay? And to evolve humanity is the key. And it's the great work is facilitating how fast or how much we can evolve towards perfection. And that is what this dark enlightenment, technological singularity, digital matrix, wherever you want to call it, that's what this is, I think, in my view. I think they think, well, this is the perfect system. They remove all the messy emotions of being a human, and it comes down to zeros and ones and logic, right? That's why they're all obsessed with creating these 15-minute cities or freedom cities or network states. This is all written about in Francis Bacon's New Atlantis. This is all written about in Manly P. Hall's Secret Destiny of America. That's what they're talking about. They want, and Elonia Musk's Technocracy Incorporated, that his grandfather Josh Haldeman got arrested for trying to create, and now Elon's doing it. It's all the same thing. It's about a society run by science with an AI surveillance system and control system. It's 1984, which is also something else I've got in the works. I'm reading 1984. We're going to do like some kind of book club. I'm not sure how it's going to look, but we'll see. And then one last thing about the CERN, and then we're done. And then I'm going to read your comments, and then I'll bid you adieu. Furthermore, what's strange about CERN doing this alchemical experiment is that they did it through Project Alice. Now, Alice is theorist fodder, right? Because of Alice in Wonderland, obviously. It's an acronym that CERN uses that means a large ion collider experiment. But you and I know it's more than that, because of all the things they've been doing. It's an initiation ritual just like Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland goes underground. She enters the portal. She goes down the rabbit hole, all right? And when she goes down there, it's chaos. It's chaos. It rewires her brain. She looks at the world through a different perspective, and then she comes back out, and now she views the world differently. She went through the looking glass, all right? That's what this is about. They want to facilitate the rapid evolution of mankind into the digital matrix, and they need to initiate us, right? The theorists out there, they think that CERN is opening up portals and talking to demons and creating black holes and traveling through time. And that's what, remember the Project Looking Glass experiment, supposedly, that the government was doing? I don't think it's ever been proven, but they believe that that was a time travel experiment. And it's again with the Alice in Wonderland theme, a spinoff of Project Stargate, which I interviewed Ryder Lee. That's another episode coming out soon. We're going to break down Project Stargate. Well, he is. because he's interviewed people that were taking part of it, and he tells us all about it. That might be the next episode, actually, next week. So stay subscribed, folks. So the question, you know, is CERN opening up portals? Are they trying to force an initiation upon the world? Is this them proving to their Illuminati brotherhood that they are completing the great work by turning lead into gold? Now, to put a rational spin on everything, this was actually already done before. They already turned lead into gold in 1965 using a particle bombardment vessel. Some physicists turned lead into gold. So it kind of happened already, but doesn't matter. The point is, this is like a mass sort of ritual undertaking thing. And I think that the alchemy, the evolution of mankind is evolving us into the digital matrix. And the Alice over at CERN is going to create a false reality, maybe. They're going to tell us that they found a way to hack and break out of the simulation matrix, which you think that sounds crazy, but there's billionaires that have been funneling money into this project. It was on the mainstream media news. Okay. All right. Let me catch up on the comments. Let me hit you down, Grifter Alley, one more time, and then we're going to go. Okay, here we go. Yeah, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone is definitely the same thing, right? The Great Mother of the Dark Waters is the prima materia, the Lady in the Water. Good connection there. With the M. Shalan Lama Lama Lang Ding Dong Night. Yes. Good call. Josh posted Genesis 11:6, and the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Yes, it's the story of Prometheus. The technology will be our downfall. And you knocked out your church for the day. That was your Bible verse. Good job. You can skip church now. Just joking. Get into church, folks. I went for the first time in 5 years, 2 weeks ago. No, I went twice. Wait. No, I went once. We went to Holy Unction. Also, but who and what is evolving us? If it's not the God we believe in and they believe is the false God, then what is it? It is the Gnostic God. Well, that's a good point. So they believe that there's a Gnostic God called the Yaldabaoth that we worship. They think that our God's the false God. So they would argue that the Sophia, the feminine goddess, is the one guiding us. Through the wisdom, through the unlocking of the wisdom and the secret word or whatever you want to call it, that she is guiding us, the source of wisdom. What's up, Gillian? Yes, I'm live. I'm going to be doing more live streams. That's part of the new and improved occult symbolism and pop culture. Now, this one went off a little rough. It went a little rough at the beginning, but that's all right. We're going to hit it good next time. Brave New World is way more prophetic than 1984. Okay, well, I mean, I'll take a look at it. I don't know. I haven't read that one either. I'm a terrible theorist. Alice does katabasis. Is that an alchemical term, Howard? 42 minutes late, but it would be rude to start at the beginning while he's live, or I'll be chatting out of time and nothing will make sense. No rudeness at all. Where's all the gold after yearly mining with nothing to show off? Off planet? Maybe. Psychedelics, 1984. Another vote for 1984. I'll take that. Opening the Abyss, yes. Okay, this Jillian took 2 grams of fungi last Saturday. Had a great time. 2 days later, I took 1.5. And I guess what some would consider a challenging trip, needless to say, it's going to be a while. Well, be careful out there, you know. Virtual reality. Okay. Oh, man, I'm way behind on the comments. Okay, and Mercenary, you're clearing up the Tracy Twyman stuff here. We got an opening anus, which is a portal. Okay, yeah, that's what, what did Crowley call it? The tunnels of Set, right? Okay, so opening up the anus summons evil entities. I mean, we have the Rosy Cross cult. The symbol alone is a thinly veiled picture of a prolapsed anus. This is their sex magic. Interesting. Yeah, because Crowley was talking about the tunnels of Set and added it to the initiatory degrees of the OTO. I mean, that's something I need to get into. Wait, you know what I mean? Whoa, J-Po in the house. Yeah, Patreon OG for sure. What's up? Oh, man, it's good seeing you. All right, let's see what else we got. Great appearance on Tinfoil. Thank you. By the way, you are on Mount Crushmore for a reason. Oh, that's kind of you. Thank you. That's a big deal to me. Cosmos, Is there a Sinners episode in the oven? Did you take the time to watch the movie? I haven't seen it yet, man. I got to watch it, though. I think it's now on Amazon. Is it on Amazon now? I'm dying to watch it, though. I'm definitely going to watch it. Believe you me. Indeed, Tower of Babel, like a big Ouija board. Same thing now on a mass scale. Only know good things happen for me that are miraculous. I call it the good God. I have no idea who or what this benevolent force is. That's fair. It's a fair take. Okay, Jillian, I have like 4 or 5 episodes of OG Twin Peaks to watch. Then I got to watch The Return. It's all on Pluto TV. That's right. If you want to watch the Twin Peaks and get in the Grey Lodge, you can watch it all on Pluto right now, apparently. Okay, someone liked this valet recap with the wife on the Breaking Social Norms. Yeah, the Dr. Jacques Vallée interview was fascinating. He said a lot of crazy stuff. Not crazy. He said a lot of stuff that confirmed that the people that are really into the phenomenon, they are exploring ideas of the occult, for sure. You're an amazing theorist. I still haven't read a lot of your books. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, you get most of my thoughts here on the podcast. You know, it's fine. But these are like, the books are like kind of the deep dive into specific subjects. So it's kind of depends on what you're into. If you want to like go super deep, you know. It's been said chats have been equated to seances. Oh, dear. Any updates on the Twin Peaks book? I know. I'm being pulled a lot of directions right now. I'm going to get the book going. I don't know. I was originally planning on having it done sooner. Because of a bunch of things going on, it might be next year. I don't know. Just expect me not to finish it so that if a year or two goes and I finally release it, you'd be like, oh, great, you released it. I've been trying to think about how to do it. I've got some ideas on it, but now I've got another book I might be writing about Dark Enlightenment. I don't know yet. Yeah, Fire Walk With Me is on HBO Max. Bridget, okay, Martian Alligator Farm. That's a hell of a name. Bridget and Emmanuel Macron anal birth. What's up with the anal birth? I don't know what that means. Okay. All right. Well, good chat with you guys. Appreciate you guys showing up. In case you missed the beginning of it, here's the short version of the housekeeping show notes. I'm working on a show about portals, King Kill 33, MK Ultra Deep Dive. And in the future of this show, I'm going to be doing more Substack. So sign up IlluminatiWatcher.substack.com. I'm also improving the video experience, which tier 2 folks on Patreon and VIP section, you're going to get the ad-free early access video with the works. If you want to watch the video on the free feed, I'm going to be uploading most of them to YouTube, all of them to Rumble, probably all of them to Spotify now if you're on the Spotify free feed. But you're going to have to wait some time to get the video. I don't know how that's going to work yet. Maybe 3 days, maybe a week. I got to I got to incentivize the people that are supporting the show first. So sorry, but the videos are going to get better is what I'm trying to say. I'm going to do some more live shows, maybe once a month, depends. And I'm going to be working with the great Wind and Sea Coffee. We're going to make a mushroom infused coffee for this show for you guys. Cause I started drinking it every day and not to sound like a grifter, but I feel like $1 million. Okay. And my man's got it all figured out. So lots coming. And then also on the Patreon, only on the Patreon. I can't do it on VIP section or Apple Premium. Sorry. But I'm going to have a poll here soon. And I'm going to let you vote on a film analysis that I'm going to do for the supporter feeds. Right now, the 3 options I'm choosing from are going to be Under the Silver Lake, because I have so many requests for that, Fight Club, and The Shining. And we'll let you choose what you want me to work on. And these are all things that are going to show up on your feed in the next month or so. I got some great guests lined up. I got some cool appearances lined up. So stay subscribed to my email newsletter. Stay subscribed to the social medias. And if you want a free feed loser super soft shirt, oh, it's so soft. You can get one right now. Pay me what you want. Pay me a nickel. I don't care. And I'll ship it to you. Gumroad.com/IsaacW. Links are always in the show notes. This is a limited time offer. I don't know when I'm going to take it off of this deal. I'm just trying to clear out space in my merch closet, as well as buy me a new video camera because mine started flickering. So thanks, Logitech. Appreciate you giving me a camera that lasted 6 months. So support the show and get a super soft shirt that says Free Feed Loser. Who wouldn't want to wear that? All right. So I'll put a ton of links in the show notes. Thank you for joining me on the live stream and commenting. We got over 340 people in here. My goodness. Appreciate you guys so much. All right. Till next time. Stay positive.